welcome to St. Columba's and this the fourth Sunday before Advent for our all-age worship service. It's good to see you on this also the half-term holiday where many people are coming back to return to school tomorrow. Following this service there will be refreshments at the West End and I do hope that you can all wait behind to enjoy the fellowship, the conversation and also the coffee before making your way home. We are delighted this morning to welcome back Lindsay Miles as our preacher. Lindsay, as we all know, is a Scripture Union E3 East Belfast Schools worker. That's some title. Welcome back to St. Columba's, and this time she's back with her new husband, Stuart. And you are 3 months married today, isn't that right? And you're both very, very welcome, and thank you so much for being with us to encourage us in our own faith during this service. We follow the order of service as before you.
This is the day the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Loving
Lord,
fill us with your presence, that we may praise you now with our lips, and all the day. Amen. If we think we've never done anything wrong, then we are lying to ourselves and not being honest. But if we take the things we have done wrong and bring them to God and we are truthful with him, then once we've said sorry for those things, he forgives us. Let us say sorry to God here and now. Say together, we're sorry, dear God, when we don't have time for other people, when we say the wrong thing, when we do the wrong thing, even when we think the wrong thing, forgive us. Make us right with you and allow us to be better the next time. Amen. In the name of Jesus, I declare to you, you are forgiven, your sins are gone. Be strong in the Holy Spirit and live for God.
Amen.
We stand. We stand as a forgiven people.
Therefore, let us praise God for his mercy and give thanks to him for his goodness.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
The Spirit of God fills the whole earth.
Come, let us worship.
Prayer of today. Almighty and eternal God, you have kindled the flame of love in the hearts of the saints. Grant to us the same faith and power of love, that as we rejoice in their triumphs, we may be sustained by their example and fellowship. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
One of the scribes came near and heard them disputing with one another, and seeing that he answered them well, he asked him, "Which commandment is the first of all?" Jesus answered, "The first is, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength.' The second is this, 'You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these.' Then the scribe said to him, 'You are right, teacher. You have truly said that he is one, and besides him there is no other. And to love him with all the heart, and with all the understanding, and with all the strength, and to love one's neighbor as oneself, this is much more important than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices.' When Jesus saw that he answered wisely, he said to him, 'You are not far from the kingdom of God.' After that, no one dared to ask him any question."
Good morning. Can you hear me this morning? Yeah? I'll try that again. Good morning, everyone. Yeah, that's good. That's good. Okay, hello. It's lovely to be with you. As John's already said, my name is Lindsay. I work for Scripture Union. I've actually been at St. Columba's a couple of times before, so it's nice to be back with you this morning. If you've remembered me being here in the past, I tend to maybe get a couple of volunteers up, so I'm just preparing you now that that may be the case, but don't worry, they're not speaking parts, okay? So I'll warn you that before. So as John's already mentioned, I just got married recently, and today, in keeping with that theme, I'm going to talk about love. Love. I love love. I don't know if you love Valentine's Day. Some people really hate Valentine's Day. Some people are sitting going, oh no, we're going to talk about love, the yucky emotion stuff. Gross. But I know it's not Valentine's Day today. But Valentine's Day is a very important day because it's a time when maybe people give cards or they buy chocolates or they give flowers. And it's a time to remind somebody important in your life that they are special. Some people love Valentine's Day, some people hate it, some people think it's a waste of money. But when I think of God, I think that probably every day for him is like Valentine's Day, because every single day he reminds us how much he loves us and he never gets bored of us. So Stuart's here this morning. Stuart, give everybody a wave. Just embarrass him there. He loves it. Stuart's this morning, and he doesn't know this, but I have a Valentine's card. Can I get an ooh? Ooh, yes. It says, to my love on it. It's addressed. But it doesn't say to Stuart, and that's because it's not for Stuart this morning. Oh, dear. So I'm going to get someone to open this for me. I'm going to go up here. Can you open this up for me, please? I'm going to give you my microphone and you're going to read it. You're thinking, when's the next time she's coming? Let's hope it's not soon. Okay, so what does it have on the front cover there?
It says love.
It says love. And what about the inside?
Oh. To God and everyone, God bless you on this special day. I love you. Love, Lindsay. And three kisses.
Perfect. Thank you very much. So it's got a love on the front, and it says, to God and everyone, I love you, from Lindsay. Let me put my mic back. I wonder if you think, I mean that for sure. Do I really, really, really mean that? If I'm honest with you, this morning, I maybe found that a little bit tricky to write, because if I'm really honest, sometimes there are people that I find hard to get on with. Sometimes I get mad at people, or sometimes whenever I'm running out the door in the morning, do I make time to say hello to God? Do I take time to say, God, thank you for the life that you've given me? Do I take time to read the Bible? Do I take time to pray? And more importantly, do I take time to talk to God and listen to him? But actually, this card is what God wants us to say every day. And that's what we're going to think about this morning from the passage that was read. And I'm going to tell you a little sentence to help us remember our key point. And I'd love for you to join in with me. So it is, love God and love others. Can you try that? So love God and love others. So at some point during my talk, I might say that, and if you can join in with me, it will remind us of what we're thinking about today. So our story is from Mark chapter 12. Jesus was known to go about and to teach people many things, talk in parables, tell stories, to help people understand something more about who God was and the love that he had. A teacher of the law stands up and he asks Jesus this question, to maybe see what he's going to say. He says, of all the commandments or the laws or the rules, which is the most important one? The most important one, Jesus says, is this. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. He then goes on to say, and love your neighbor as yourself. There is no more greater commandment than these. God said that the most important rule in the whole Bible is to love him with all our hearts. So we have to remember to love God and love others. Well done, you did brilliantly. Really loving someone means making them important in our lives, okay? The only problem with that is that sometimes we maybe don't put God as number one. And I have to hold my hands up and say, I know sometimes that that is true, because maybe whether it's playing the PlayStation for you one day, you think that's all I want to do. Or maybe it's going and getting all your shopping done. Or maybe it's something really important in work that day that you have to focus on. Maybe it's our family. Maybe it's our friends in school. Don't get me wrong. All of those things are important. God loves when we spend time with our family. He loves when we work diligently. But he loves most of all when we put him as number one in our lives. And that's because he knows us best. And he gives back to us. PlayStation, shopping, they are great. But they won't give us a hug when we're feeling sad. They won't tell us how incredible we are or how proud of us they are. God is best as number one in our lives because he made us. He knows everything about us. He knows even how many hairs are on our head, some more so than others. When we talk about love, we often use the symbol of a heart, don't we? I'm sure you've seen that many times. The Bible refers to the heart actually over 600 times, so it must be very important. And why is that? Well, of course, the heart is important as an organ because it pumps blood around our body. It keeps us alive. It keeps us healthy. But the heart is also referred to as the center of people's emotions, their wills, the choices that we make, and their conscience, whether we weigh things up as good for us or not good for us. And therefore, the heart is very important to God. That's why he wants us to give all of our hearts to him, to follow him in our lives, and to love him because he first loved us. So the man that's speaking to Jesus, he comes to him and he's thinking, what's the best question to ask next? So he says, Jesus, who are my neighbours? I want you to take a moment and think in your head, who would you say are your really good friends? When I think of how I would describe my friends and what it makes them being my friends, I would say they're fun people. They're fun to be around. They make me laugh. They're kind people. They're caring. They care about what's going on in my life. And they give me time. I'm important enough to them that they want to spend time with me. Now, if I asked you, do you look out for your friends? Is that in school or at home or wherever you are? Do you help them out when they need a hand? Because that's part of good friendship. What about those people who aren't in your group of friends? Maybe they're acquaintances. Maybe they're not in your friendship group in school. Should you be looking out for those people as well? Well, this is what God tells us to do. He says, love God and love others. Jesus answered by telling a story. And this is where I need some volunteers. Okay, so I'm going to get 5 people up. And I'm sorry, I'm just going to pick you and you're going to come up. So you've already read for us this morning, so up you get to the front, please. And I'm sorry, girls, but would you mind if I asked you to come up and help? You are fabulous. Thank you so much. And we're not just going to pick young people. We're going to pick wonderful, slightly more wise people as well. Is there anybody who would mind coming up? I need 2 more people. Don't be shy. Does this girl over here want to come up? Would you mind? Great. Fabulous. Anybody else? Stuart. Sorry, Stuart. It's over to you. Up you come. He loves coming with me to churches. Okay, guys, this is a really strange request, but I want you to turn and face the back here, okay? Or the front, should I say? Turn and face this way. All will be revealed to everyone here. Okay, so I'm going to give you the biggest part. You're going to be our Jewish friend, okay? So if you want to come and stand over this side for me, thank you. And you're going to be the first person. Okay, number one. You're going to be that one. All right. You're going to be the second person. You're going to be the bad one. And you're going to be the great one, okay? So if you guys wouldn't mind just all making your way over to the piano for a little bit, because we're going to do some walking this morning. And if you wouldn't mind popping those on, obviously, on your face, and we're going to turn around, everybody's going to see how you're represented as your character this morning when it's your part. Okay, this is fab already. Okay, John's seen me in assembly, so he knows this is how I roll. Okay, so number one, you know that you're the Jewish man, don't you? Yeah, great, head nod. Okay, so Jesus said there was a Jewish man. Turn around and face everybody, give them a wave. There we go. He was traveling along the road, off you go, from a place called Jerusalem to a place called Jericho. Stop there. He knew this journey would be dangerous because sometimes there were robbers on the way. Robber, can you turn round and face everyone? Look at that sneaky face. And so the robbers, about halfway to Jericho, sure enough, you stay there, you go back. You stay there. And the robbers beat up the travellers. Sure says he's bigger than him. You have to, there you go. Beat him up. Didn't pat him on the back. Beat him up. Took all that he had. And left him alone. Thank you. You can sit down, robber. You're done. He needed someone, so you have to lie on the steps. Looking very forlorn. Right down. There you go. Brilliant. He needed someone to save him and give him help. So my next helper. Soon a man worked in a church. Here you go, you turn around. Yep, here we go. Here's the man that worked in a church. You can see that he is the same as this man. They were both Jews. He came along the road. Over you come. But when he saw the man, turn around and shake your head at everybody. He crossed by on the other side of the road and he didn't stop to help the man. Thank you, you can go and sit down. You've been great. A little while later, a temple worker came down the road, show them all your face. But when he saw the man, he crossed by on the other side and he didn't stop to help the man. Thank you very much. Finally, a third man came down the road. Can you turn around and face everybody? Look at that face. Isn't that fabulous? This third man was a Samaritan. Samaritans were enemies of the Jews. They didn't get on, but the Samaritan had pity on the traveller. He went and patched him up. You have to pretend to patch him up. Just give him a pat on the shoulder. There you go. Yep, there's the shoulder. He put him on a donkey. It's an invisible donkey. You have to put him on. Get him up on his donkey. Up you get. And he brought him to an inn. He told the innkeeper to take care of the traveller and he would pay him in full. Give them a round of applause. Thank you very much. You're brilliant. Thank you. I'll get my masks back in a wee minute. Thank you for your help. Okay, so what was the sentence that you were helping me with? Can we try it after three? One, two, three. Love God and love others. Jesus taught that your neighbour isn't just the people that you like. Your neighbour isn't just those people in your friendship group. It's everyone. Jesus treated every single person important because he was teaching that we're all loved by God. The Samaritan and the Jew were enemies, but God loved them both equally. And Jesus taught this story to teach us how to love others. Loving your neighbour isn't the same as not hating someone or not disliking someone. It's not, I love you, so I'm not going to push you in that puddle. It's not, I love you, so I'm going to ask that you get help. It's, I love you, so I'm going to help you out of that puddle. It's not saying, I hope things work out for you. It's saying, let me help you to work that out. If you're swimming and you're really struggling, you obviously want someone to help you. You want someone to give you a float or to get you out of the water. or if you're starving, you don't want someone to say, I hope you get sorted, I hope you get a sandwich. You want someone to say, I'm going to give you something to eat. I'm going to help you out of that pool. And yet the biggest and the most important need that we all have is a need for God. Next time you think to yourself, oh, I really hope someone helps that guy, or better pick up that person's books. Or maybe I hope that my friend hears about Jesus. Maybe you're the person that you are hoping for them. Maybe you're the person that God wants to use to show them love, to show them Jesus, and to show them God's care. Remember that God does it for you, so he wants you to do it for others. That's our reminder this morning. So one more time before I finish. This morning we are to be reminded to love God and love others. Thank you.
We're having a microphone difficulty. Thank you, Lindsay, very much indeed. Really good to have you here. And well done to all the willing volunteers for all of their help and support. And that was terrific. We're going to invite the children who are here. They are few in number, being the half-term weekend. And they're going to come up and they're going to sing hymn number 78. But all of us are going to sing it too. So we're going to be good, willing volunteers to help the children in their singing, but they're going to come up here to the steps as they always do. So I invite you all to stand and we will sing together hymn number 78, and we support the children as best we can. Well done to all those young children for their hard work, and well done to all of you as well for your terrific support to help them with their anthem. And so we come now to the affirmation of faith. Do you believe and trust in God the Father who made all things? Do you believe and trust in his Son Jesus Christ who redeemed the world? Do you believe and trust in his Holy Spirit who gives life to the people of God?
We believe and trust in him.
This is the faith of the Church.
This is our faith. We believe and trust in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
We come to our prayers. Let us pray.
Now before I run to play, let me not forget to pray. To God who kept me through the night and waked me with the morning light, help me, Lord, to love thee more than I ever loved before. In my work and in my play, be thou with me through the day. Amen.
Amen.
Following the prayers we say together.
Heavenly Father, we give thanks to you for everyone in this parish, especially for our clergy, teachers, leaders, musicians, helpers, and all who give of their time and talents to lead our parish organizations. We ask your blessing and guidance upon our families and homes as together we seek to serve you in both word and deed during the opportunities and challenges of this new week. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Let us sum up our prayers and praises in the words our Saviour Christ has taught us and say, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Please be seated.
I do hope that all of you can wait behind for refreshments after this service, and you're all very welcome indeed. You see in the service sheet details of all the activities during this coming week, and also that our forthcoming floral evening demonstration is taking place at the end of November down in the hall. And tickets are available this morning. They're £10 each, and the proceeds are for the hall refurbishment fund. Elizabeth Leonard has the tickets, and do please speak to her during refreshments, and all are welcome, as indeed are your neighbours and friends, members of local churches, and those living in our local community. Also on that evening, there will be a craft stall, and if you would like to donate items for the craft stall, there is a sheet on the notice board beside the door, and all contributions gratefully received, and do please place your thoughts on that page before you leave church this morning. You will see that tomorrow week we're going to be having Canon David Humphreys, formerly Rector of St. Malua's, now Rector of Kilbride and Doak, when he's coming to talk about pilgrimages to the Holy Land. Canon Humphreys has been doing this for many, many years. This is a men's club open evening, and I do encourage you to come along to hear Canon Humphreys on that night. Next Sunday is Remembrance Sunday, and will be an opportunity for us at that very poignant and very significant service to remember all those who made the supreme sacrifice, and all are most welcome as we come to reflect at that service. We will also be remembering with gratitude those from St. Columba's who have served in the First World War and the Second World War, and those who have died in conflict and terrorism in the years since. We will have the privilege and joy of welcoming members from St. Comkill's Church in Ballyhackamore to that service, and do please give them a warm welcome when they arrive. On Saturday week, the Art Club are having an exhibition and sale in the church hall from 10 until 4. They're working really hard for this, and your support will be hugely appreciated. And so we come to our final prayers. Let us pray. We ask God's blessing upon all of us. We ask God's blessing for grace and strength in our proclamation of the gospel, as we endeavour to serve God faithfully and conscientiously, and also to serve one another day and daily. We pray for those known to us for whom this is a difficult time. Especially we pray for those who are bereaved. We think of Alan Rogers and his family following the recent death of his father. And we pray for Mae McKeown and her family following the recent death of her son. We pray for those in hospital at this time, those known to us who are unwell. We also pray at this time for the work of Scripture Union, for the work that Lindsay Miles does here in East Belfast in our schools. And as we pray for her and our schools, we pray especially for those who will be sitting the AQE examinations beginning this coming weekend, and those who will be sitting the GL examinations. We pray for guidance and strength for them, for their parents, their families, and their teachers, that each may give of their best. Grant, O God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, to your pilgrim people a living faith, renewed vision, and a fresh sense of purpose, so that we may worship you, proclaim your love, serve each other, and bring your peace and hope to the world, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And now we pray together, praying that all that we have experienced here in this church this morning may be reflected in our lives, in our words, in our thoughts, and in our actions as we go forward from this place. Together we say, be with us, Lord, as we go out into the world. May the lips that have sung your praise always speak the truth. May the ears which have heard your word listen only to what is good. And may our lives, as well as our worship, be always pleasing in your sight, for the glory of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and with all for whom you have prayed for this day and forevermore. Amen.